I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korea is openly defying the international community and threatening global security. Open Doors' Lindsay Vesey says it's also North Korea Freedom Week, an annual event to raise awareness of the plight facing many believers.
In times of uncertainty, often a country's government in a totalitarian state will try even harder to control their people. And one of the effects of that is a crackdown on Christians. So there are more frequent searches and a more concerted effort to find out who the Christians are and to arrest them.
Details about the North Korea Freedom Coalition are available at our website. Next, Director of Audio Scripture Ministries Tom Dudenhofer says distribution will take place next week in Orissa, India. More than 120 people were killed last year in severe religious persecution. Thousands more took shelter in the woods and in refugee camps. Dudenhofer says instead of requesting things like blankets and food, people are requesting God's Word in audio.
They realize that if there's going to be any joy in anything that comes into their lives, it's going to come through God's Word.
ASM will hand out 1,000 audio players to Orissa believers. Dudenhofer says funding for the audio players is crucial. And you can double the effects of outreach in India. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is hosting a Transforming India project in which all gifts given will be doubled. Donations will go to support Mission India Children's Bible Clubs. Bible clubs are gaining much popularity in India and are instrumental in bringing children out of poverty and into a relationship with Christ. The matching gift opportunity ends tomorrow, May 1st. Visit our website for information on how to give. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group on Facebook. If you use Facebook, just do a search for Mission Network News. You'll get regular updates, video messages, and special resources only available to group members. I'd also like to encourage you to make missionnetworknews.org your homepage today. I'm Greg Yoder.